BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Hey! Radio 1 Breakfast.
One. With Greg James.
Hello and welcome to today's Breakfast Show podcast. It's Tuesday. No, it's not. It's Thursday, the 20th of January. And this is Greg James. And here come the favouritest bits from the Breakfast Show today. We're going to start with a visit from Danny Howard. Danny Howard, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are we?
Very well, thank you. No time for pleasantries. This is Ask the Nation. Well, welcome, Danny. By the way, are you okay? You all good?
I'm all right. This is serious business.
I know, I was getting a bit carried away. The music just gets me all riled up.
Me too, I love it.
So when we talked about this briefly at the end of yesterday's show, there was an enormous reaction to it. What's been the reaction from the dance fraternity?
Yeah, I've had a few messages from my friends, a few WhatsApps. My sister notably messaged me saying, I can't believe you told the nation to pipe down. I was like, I probably shouldn't have said that. But it just gets on my nerves a little bit.
He's passionate about it. So remind everyone of the question for today's Ask the Nation, please.
It's quite simple. We all know the answer. When does the weekend start? In my book, it's Friday night. Roughly about 6 o'clock. It used to be 7, but Radio 1 changed it to 6.
Yeah, see, it's flexible. And actually, you stumbled into a little hole there because it used to be all roads lead to 7. And then suddenly they're like, pull the rug out from under us and they go, actually, only joking, it's 6 now. Oh, my God, can't keep up with it.
Okay, let's say Friday evening then. Friday evening.
He's caving, you see.
No. It's just when I see, like I said in the voice note, when I see, you know, a picture of a beer on Instagram, Thursday's the new Friday. It's like, it's not, you just got an extra day off work, mate. So just like, chill.
We're going to play a song and come back and let the nation decide.
Ask the Nation.
Let's go to line one. Becky, good morning.
Morning.
Your answer, please.
I'm with Danny. It's a Friday night for me.
Do you have a specific time? Because it used to be 7, but now it's 6. What's your time?
So I'm like a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday worker. So for me, it's when you finished work. I'm not ready for Radio 1 to be playing anthems at 10 o'clock in the morning. I've still got a day of emails, Zoom, 6 o'clock Friday, get the wine in.
Yeah, maybe anthems are badly timed because it's just that's when my weekend starts at 10:30. All feedback is taken seriously, Becky, so thanks for that.
Thank you. Danny, all the way.
All right.
Come on,
so,
Becky.
Yes, okay. Next one, George.
Well, I'll be realistic to a hard-working nation. I'd say anything after 6 p.m. because that is the part of the afternoon which is closer to Saturday than Friday. Personally, for myself, it's anything after 12, but anything before 6, the bonus.
Make your mind up, George. Come on.
No, George says 12. What do you do, George?
I work in construction.
Okay, so it's midday on Friday. That's when it's tools down and you're off.
Midday on Friday, I get a little bit itchy and, it's nearly tools down, ready to go home.
I love that he just admitted that nothing's getting built after midday on a Friday. So.
No, nothing does get built. Okay, so that's George. Let's go to Evie. Hi, Evie.
I'm really sorry, Danny, but it doesn't sound like you listen to Vic and Jordan on a Thursday because Thursday is the pre-end. It's not yet the weekend, but you're getting excited, you're thinking about what you're doing, you might be doing your fake tan, and you're getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, but that's just like the preliminary like weekend, what you just mentioned there. Like Thursday's still Thursday, and you're getting prepared for Friday when it really kicks off.
Yeah, that's pre's, isn't it? That's pre's.
almost, it's in touching distance.
Evie, thank you for your thoughts. Let's move on. Who else we got? Jenny, hi.
So I think most people should agree that it will be 3 p.m. on a Friday.
3 p.m. now, is it? Right, why 3 p.m.?
Well, I think most people agree that their brain's not working on 100% capacity. Mm. And at my old job, it was usually when most people would sneak off to the pub.
So you're sneaking off at 3. Yeah, a pub sneak off is good at 3, isn't it? It's a good time to go. Yeah, I agree with you. My day is obviously slightly shifts a little bit earlier than that. So I'd say my brain starts switching off around about 8:40, I'd say, on a Friday. The final 2 hours of a Friday show is even I'm not listening to myself. Okay, that's a great one. Thank you, Jenny. Nath?
Probably about 9 o'clock on a Friday. You start winding down.
A.M.
Hey, cool.
He's in the pub, isn't he? Yeah.
This is Nath is my kind of guy. This is great. So we've got a similar switch off time. Perfect.
That's it. Yeah, 8:40.
8:40 to 9 o'clock.
I couldn't believe it, Danny thinks 6 o'clock.
Way too late.
Well, it is when the weekend properly starts. You're just sort of warming up to it from 9 a.m. I mean, you might have already had a kebab and be in bed by the time I'm on the radio, but still, it's still pre's.
Yeah, me and Nath think that like 6 p.m. on a Friday is basically Sunday afternoon.
I think that's our problem, Greg.
Nate, what do you do?
I fit windows and doors.
Okay, so no one's getting any doors after 9 a.m. on a Friday.
Tell you the construction business are slacking, aren't they, on a Friday?
Yeah, but why not? You work hard all week. Friday, bit of a doss. It can wait till Monday. Nate, thank you. All right, Danny, let's summarise those results, shall we? So, two people were with you, which was good. 6 o'clock-ish, 5 o'clock-ish, 6 o'clock-ish. But then the calls got progressively earlier and earlier.
Look, I know there's things in the news at the moment about, you know, UK trialling a four-day week and this and that.
Oh, my God, that would be a disaster for you in the Friday night dance lineup, wouldn't it?
I'd have to move me to Thursdays, Greg, but we could talk about the schedule down the line. Friday night, 6 o'clock, is when the weekend starts. It gets you off to a flyer, puts you in a good mood, and then you enjoy your Saturday, Sunday, and then back to work Monday. It's just, look, call me old-fashioned, call me a sucker for tradition. It's Friday night, all right?
All right, you old-fashioned sucker for tradition. I think mainly what we can all agree on at the end of this is that we can confirm that Friday is the start of the weekend.
Yeah, Friday night, I'm going to play loads of bangers to get you going, and I'm glad we can all mostly agree on that. Ask the Nation.
Also on this morning's breakfast show, we talked about Cristiano Ronaldo having a bit of a strop. I was obsessed with seeing the little video of Cristiano Ronaldo having a strop yesterday after he was substituted 70 minutes into the game as Man United were leading Brentford. The headline in the Metro newspaper was Cristiano Ronaldo throws strop after being subbed in Manchester United's win over Brentford. He did a very, very slow stroll off to make a point and then some very obvious muttering. BBC Sport interviewed the manager, Ralph Rangnick, last night, and he was actually very diplomatic about it.
Do you think he saw it through your eyes?
I mean, you cannot expect from a player like Cristiano that he's happy if he's being substituted or if he's not playing.
He was sat on the bench just as the commentator said, with a face like thunder. Look at his face. It's a face like thunder. A proper wobbler. A big old strop. A hissy fit, if you will. I'd like to find the most spectacular ones from you right now that you've had in your life. Come on. Come on, be honest. They happen to everyone. 03 700 100 100. Can you rival the Ronaldo one? I'd like to hear your story. And there'll be a good story, because it'll probably be over nothing as well, which is even better.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
Yeah, face like thunder, according to the commentators.
He's got a face like thunder down there, Martin. I think he's pointing to himself, saying, why me?
Let's talk about the biggest strop you've had then. There got to be some good stories here. I was thinking about me. And I'd like to say I'm not really the sort of person that gets angry very often. If ever, really, apart from when I hit my head. That's when I really go. Whenever I hit my head, because I'm tall, I often hit my head on things. And if it's a bad one, I will punch a door. I will lash out at the thing that I walked into and then get hurt even more. That's a proper one. And Bella just knows to go, oh my God, come on, okay, calm, breathe. You've hit your head, breathe. Go for a walk around the block, it's fine. Abby, good morning.
Good morning.
What about you then? Tell me about your big strop.
Well, I came in from work one evening and all I wanted was a bath. And so the boiler had just been put on, so the hot water wasn't working yet. So I started running my bath and then about 5 minutes went and it still wasn't working. So I just kind of cried and left my house and went for a drive because it wasn't working.
Left your house and went for a drive. I'm imagining still just in a towel as well. The problem with those sorts of ones is that there's no one to be angry at apart from yourself. So you're just...
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? You've just tapped into something there. A shower when it's not warm is the most annoying thing, particularly maybe you've just had a workout or something, you've been for a run and you're there and you're freezing and you just want to just go... Oh, God! I don't know who to be angry at. There's nobody. I'm going to punch the boiler in the face type thing. So that's good. But everything okay now? You've learnt from your mistakes and you've realised that you've got to heat the water up before you get in?
Yeah, definitely. My mum kind of came up and was like, what are you crying about? I was like, there's no hot water.
The boiler let me down.
Yeah, exactly.
Abby, thank you. Let's speak to Emily. Good morning.
Hello.
What about you then? When have you been stroppy?
Oh, well, this was a good 12 years ago and I can still remember it. So it was when I was back in middle school. It was a really icy day. So being kids, we were all like skating on, like, you know, the puddles when the freeze over, sliding on them. And then I fell over and a group of boys started laughing. So me, in my embarrassment and annoyance, I had a biscuit in my hand and I just went and crumbled it over one of the boys' heads.
Great.
And went off on them. And then, like, I walked away and I put my strop, and then I was standing there. I was like, oh my God, what have I just done? Like, I had a sore bum and I had just crumbled my biscuit in some lad's hair, and I felt so bad, but like so embarrassed and angry at the same time.
It's a great way of getting your frustration out, that, because it's quite reserved, I'd say. It's not that violent.
Well, I was without a biscuit.
Yeah, you lost out on your biscuit, that's true. But I think everyone should maybe have an emergency biscuit in case someone wrongs them. And you don't need to say any words, you don't need to be no violence, but just crumble the biscuit over their head is a great way of doing it, yeah.
It felt great.
I bet it did. It's a real release, isn't it, that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Emily, well, go careful now, my love, because it's icy outside, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
You got any biscuits in your pocket, just in case?
Oh, yeah, I always have a stash now.
Great. All right, Emily, thank you. Let's speak to Charlotte. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, what about you then, Charlotte? What about you?
Yes, yeah, so I want to preface this by saying I was very, very tired. I just and to reward myself, I went for a Mexican with my partner and my family. And as I went to the toilet, my partner ordered me my food. Unfortunately, he had ordered me the wrong burrito. So when the wait staff brought it out, I just looked at her and tears were streaming down my face. I just started crying and I just couldn't stop. And it was very, very embarrassing.
It's been a tough couple of years, isn't it? And before you know it, you're crying over a boiler or crying over the wrong burrito. And actually, that's fine. And that means that you need to give yourself a break, I'd say, Charlotte.
Yeah. Okay? I think if it wasn't in public, I would have been okay.
The public embarrassment, the shame. Oh, she's got the wrong burrito. We've got Shez. Here's Shez.
Oh, Greg and the team, I'm in no way proud of this, but I had issues with a bank and I lost it big time on the call, and 2 days later they phoned me back up and they asked if they could use my call to train the new staff in how to deal with angry customers.
Oh yes, that's when you know you need to calm down, Shez, okay? I mean, you found fame in a way. Great stories. Hopefully Fernando's listening, he feels a little bit better about himself. We're all capable of a little hissy fit every now and then. Today's quizzer was good. It's 14-year-old Saoirse. Let's quiz yesterday's quiz. A whole week of sisters. The team is called the Quizzer Sisters. We've had Niamh, Kirsty and Danielle. And today it's all about Saoirse. Good morning, Saoirse.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being up and about before school to do the quiz today. You are one of the sisters. You are the youngest sister. How old are you, Saoirse?
14.
Okay. So you are the only teenager on the quiz this week. And you've got an opportunity here because the scores aren't that high so far. We've had 13, 13 and then 10 yesterday from Danielle. Have you been enjoying hearing your sisters on the radio this week?
I have, yeah.
What's been your highlight so far? Which performance have you enjoyed the most?
I think Danielle's bear noise was quite good.
Danielle's bear noise was very good yesterday. Speaking of animals, I hear you have some animals in your house. Can we just add those to the list, please? What animals are we dealing with today? What have you got listening along to the radio?
I've got two rabbits.
Okay, what are their names?
Meadow and Summer.
Nice. Okay, so for Meadow and Summer, we're going to dedicate the quiz today. So you do a bit of Irish dancing in your spare time as well?
Yeah.
And also, I hear you've got an amazing thing that you do with your stationery, your pens and your coloured pencils. Can you explain that to the listeners, please?
Like, when I was younger, I used to name every single pen that I had, and now I can still remember every single one of their names.
Can you remember what the blue coloured pencil was called?
It was called Lucas.
Okay. I just wanted to check that this wasn't just a made-up fact. Saoirse, we're going to do the quiz because I imagine you've got to get to school. What time do you leave for school?
8.
Okay, well, let's get on with it. Here we go. Do I have some dingers? There's the dinger boy. 90 seconds on the clock, Saoirse. 13 is your score to beat. Let's start the clock now. And this is your first question. Which famous Harry announced the 2022 UK, Europe and South America dates for his world tour yesterday?
Styles.
It was. Leicester City lost 3-2 to which North London team in the Premier League?
Tottenham.
It was. Rachel Stevens has had to pull out of this Sunday's episode of which ITV dancing show due to an injury?
Dancing on Ice.
Yes, a new poster for which superhero film starring Robert Pattinson in the title role was revealed?
Superman.
No, it's Batman. On The One Show, Judi Dench was asked if she'd consider replacing Jodie Whittaker in which iconic BBC role?
Doctor Who.
Yes, yesterday was the 19th of which month?
January.
Correct. It was announced that season 2 of Bridgerton would premiere on the 25th of March on which streaming service?
Netflix.
Yes, it was National Popcorn Day. Spell popcorn.
P-O-P-C-O-R-N.
Yes, Disney's We Don't Talk About Bruno has overtaken Let It Go as the highest charting Disney animated hit in 26 years. But what film is it from, that song?
Encanto.
Correct. Jensen Button turned 41, but in which sport is he best associated?
Netball.
No, it's Formula One. The Queen is apparently launching a tomato ketchup and a brown sauce called the Royal Estate. Name something you could put sauce on.
Chips.
Yes. Yesterday, Lindsay won tickets to see Years and Years in Manchester as part of Jan Slam. What item of clothing did she also win?
Shoes.
It was shoes. Which Japanese tennis player won her Australian Open match against Madison Brengel? Just name
I
a tennis
know.
Player. We might give it a go. Any tennis player.
Emma Raducanu.
No, it was Naomi Osaka. That was a good performance, that, Saoirse. Really, really good. I bet it's not... It's probably quite annoying having to wake up and do quizzes, because I imagine you're doing sort of exams and stuff at school the whole time. But that,
yeah.
Hopefully this one was a lot more fun. So let's just check with the Dinger Boy. Let's see what you got. It was 10 points, same as Danielle yesterday, Saoirse. Really good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on today. And what's on the agenda today at school? What's your first lesson?
We've got biology.
Biology first up today. And will you be taking any of your pencil friends into school today?
I will, yeah.
Okay, we'll send them my best. And Saoirse, thanks so much for being on today. And we'll catch up with you all again on tomorrow's show, all right?
All right.
Nice one, have a good day.
Bye.
Cheers. Let's get you up to date with all the latest things, eh? At 8 o'clock this morning, 10 minutes away-ish, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adele live in Hyde Park, plus some unique framed artwork. Now, this mysterious artwork had a lot of... There was a lot of discussion around this yesterday on Radio 1. I heard Scott and Chris talking about it and speculating on what it was exactly.
If Adele was doing it, what would she draw? I'm saying, what about... who's her mate? Who's the comedian that's her mate?
Alan Carr.
Alan Carr.
He married her.
Right, I'm saying it Real. Would be a life drawing of Alan Carr holding fruit.
Chris had a good point to make.
Also, the other thing with this, right, Adele is a seriously busy lady, biggest pop star in the world. So if she is doing some artwork, is she not just banging it out, sort of, there you go, stick drawing, have that.
And then Chris took it upon himself to interpret what Adele might draw. It was an actual drawing. If it was a drawing by Adele, this is what he thought it would be.
Chris, what are you drawing over there?
I'm drawing... what I've settled on is... Adele. If Adele's artwork... Sorry, I'm concentrating on the art. So Jan Semplai's... if Adele was drawing, what am I saying? Drawing Alan Carr nude. That's basically what I've been working on here.
Sorry, Scott, I'm concentrating on the art. And I'm pleased he did. And he left it for me in the studio this morning, and I've got it here. And I am willing to add this to the prize bundle, if Chris Stark allows me, of course. We've got to get permission from the artist before we do things like that. So you can win an original Stark. And you'll also get the tickets to Adele and the album artwork from Adele. So all of that from 8 o'clock today. Okay, let's talk about Rebel Wilson now. She was on Aussie podcast Life Uncut the other day, and she told a story about something very unfortunate that happened to her recently.
I was like having a bit of a down day. I ordered like a whole pizza for lunch, my sad one-bedroom apartment, and just like ate the whole pizza. And I feel like I had like a thing of 2 liters of Pepsi or something like that as well, and just like downed it. And then I started feeling like even more sad and a bit depressed. Because I was like, why did I just go and eat all of that? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fix this. I'm going to go out for a walk.
Yeah, we can relate to that. She was hiking in Griffith Park in LA, where she often goes, but had a problem.
And then I start coming down the hill and there's kind of houses between my house and the park. And then I like just get this instant feeling like I've got to go to the toilet. Like I can't make it the few streets back to my place.
And then, of course, you start panicking.
So I'm like in the residential street, there's houses on both sides, and I'm like, okay, should I just ask somebody? And then I was like, I can't. What am I going to do? Just knock on their door and say, can I use your toilet? What do you do?
You'd let Rebel Wilson in, wouldn't you? Be like, oh, it's you from Bridesmaids. Come on in. How you doing? I've got to go to the toilet now.
And then I definitely wouldn't have made my house. Like, I was trying to hold it in. I couldn't. So I'm like, I'm just going to have to go in somebody's front yard.
Okay, so that's what happened next.
I saw this nice house. And then I'm like, I'm just going to do it. But there wasn't any coverage. Like, it wasn't like there were shrubs and bushes that you could hide behind.
So just on the lawn like a dog?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice image, on the lawn like a dog. In nicer news, Harry Styles has announced the UK tour dates for Love on Tour. We've covered a lot of this tour, of the American leg of this tour, on The Breakfast Show. He's been doing so many great things during the show. He's been doing loads of fun covers. This one of Britney Spears' Toxic. He's also like the therapist for the whole audience. There was this time where he helped out a fan called McKinley at one of his shows.
What would you like to tell your mother?
Oh, that's a microphone.
Tell her,
you got this.
I got a microphone for you. I can do it if you like. You prefer if I don't.
Okay, now there's a lot of people.
There is a lot of people. Did you not know?
So McKinley had an important message for her mum, who was also at the show in a different part of the arena.
Do you want to tell her or should I tell her? I can tell you.
Okay,
no
problem. Are you ready?
Excuse me.
Okay, so the message was...
Lisa! She's gay!
Amazing moment. Cannot wait to see Harry Styles in Europe and back in the UK. It's been ages. And that, as they say in the business, is the end of today's podcast. Thank you for having a listen, and I'll be back with another one tomorrow.
Welcome to Radio 1's Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Scott.
I'd like you to play your own trumpet.
Is that the noise?
Ooh.
Swipe left.
Come on.
And if you listen on BBC Sounds, every Friday there's now an exclusive golden podcast going back through the archive to some of the weirdest, funniest and rudest moments.
Smell my finger.
It's huge.
Could I have another quickie?
Radio 1's Scott Mills Daily.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts, but get the exclusive stuff only on BBC Sounds.